Thank you for the kind words. I think you have to draw from something, and certainly Optimus was a leader, and he had a tremendous power and a tremendous respect from his followers, and respect from his enemies. And I've always been aware in my lifetime that leaders are never hysterical, they're always in control, and they're compassionate. They have a sense of humanity to them, and a sensitivity that is covered with tremendous armor, impenetrable armor, allows them to maintain that sensitivity. In my experiences growing up, I had a lot of people that I could relate to in my life that were very, very similar to that. I had a brother who was quiet and strong, and he's gone. And I had an older brother who was a captain in the Marine Corps, and he was very similar, along with a lot of his Marine Corps friends. They were very similar to that docile yet commanding strength that I find really intriguing about leadership. And I thought practicing those qualities would best define, after I read the audition for Optimus Prime, I was looking at Optimus Prime, I looked at the sheet that I was given, and I said, I'm going to employ all the tactics that I think are necessary for perfect leadership. And I went in and I read it, and like most auditions, you never find out whether you've got the job or not, but you do find out if you do get it, of course. And Wally, along with some other people, picked me to do it. For that, I am extremely grateful, always will be, to Wally Byrne, and who allowed me to be what I wanted to be. I remember when we first started the series, I insisted that I wasn't going to yell. I said, I don't want to yell. He wouldn't yell. I don't know if Wally, you remember any of that, but he was perfectly agreeable because he's a former Marine. And that would go through him.
Captain Armored Corps.
Ah! That's Ironhide? Ironhide. The question is, would I...
What did you think about the
character?
Ironhide? Why did he talk about all the lovable, you know?
Well, I think the words, the lines that they gave me dictated the character that he was going to be. He was a no-nonsense, kick-butt guy. He was gung-ho. And he had a little bit of a loose cannon in him. And I don't know who I was thinking of at the time, but they threw the character at you the first day you're there. You say, well, you got the part of Optimus Prime, but we want you to play these other characters. And so you take a look at them. And now this guy was heavy set. And he transformed down into this van, right? Well, but his physical characteristics dictated to me, and that's how I judge character. I try to look at what he's going to look like. What he looks like physically, I think, is what's going to transport his voice through the chest and through the thickness of the neck and, you know, and the size of the head for the cavities and the sinus cavities and all the resonant areas that create a voice. So he just looked as if he was, you know, gravelly, deep, and rough. And I suppose I'm going to pick that voice like that, yes. So that's what I did. Like it or not. Like it or not.